A group of progressive Democratic lawmakers has reintroduced a bill aimed at decriminalizing immigration and dismantling what they call systemic racism in the immigration and criminal justice systems. Democratic Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia of Illinois is the author of the New Way Forward Act. He says President Joe Biden's immigration-related executive orders and proposed legislation mark a positive first step, but that is only the beginning of what he calls needed repairs.
These last 4 years have tested us, but the truth is that our immigration system was broken long before Trump stepped into office. The Trump administration's shocking abuses shook us and exposed serious existing injustices embedded in our immigration and criminal legal systems.
Garcia says structural racism is intentional and has been codified into law.
Reversing this damage requires us to do the same. It's time that we end the doctrine of criminalizing desperation in America and we chart a new way forward.
The New Way Forward Act has 39 co-sponsors in Congress, including Representatives Karen Bass of California, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Pramila Jayapal of Washington. Jayapal, the chair of the Legislative Progressive Caucus, is one of 14 naturalized citizens in Congress. She says it's a relief that Donald Trump is no longer president, but now it's time to deliver humane immigration reform, including the New Way Forward Act.
This legislation helps us achieve exactly that by restoring due process to immigrants, ending detention without bail, separating policing from immigration enforcement, and outright repealing laws that make migration, which is so essential as a remedy for the injustices and inequality around the world, we need to repeal laws that make migration a crime.
The act includes provisions that would end the use of for-profit immigrant detention centers and stop the use of local police to enforce immigration laws. Other provisions are aimed at ending family separations and ending mass incarceration of immigrants. Representative Ayanna Pressley says the bill is timely on the heels of the last election that rejected what she calls the cruelty and callousness of the last 4 years.
And make no mistake, we continue to find ourselves in the midst of a national reckoning on systemic racism and racial justice. As Representative Jayapal and Garcia both pointed out, and as the title of our bill indicates, we cannot recover to an unjust pre-COVID, pre-Trump, status quo normal. That status quo normal was unjust, insufficient, and inadequate to begin with. This is the time to quite literally chart a new way forward.
She says bold change is needed to undo decades of harm.
For too long, our immigration and criminal legal systems have been deeply and fundamentally intertwined and have contributed to our nation's mass incarceration crisis, which has separated families and destroyed communities for generations. Today, the United States oversees the largest immigration detention system in the world. And as a result, we now spend more resources on the criminalization of immigrants than all other enforcement agencies combined.
The lawmakers say they'll formally introduce the New Way Forward Act in Congress Wednesday. Lead author Garcia says the bill has been called radical, but he disagrees.
But the truth is that decriminalizing immigration is not a radical concept at all. What's radical is caging school-aged children, not even old enough to know their parents' names. What's radical is detaining thousands of refugees in dangerous conditions of squalor. We're simply asking for fair treatment for our immigration in our immigration system.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.